The Wisconsin Public Service Commission signed off on the Wee Energy's plants in 2003. They were to be built along the shore of Lake Michigan in Oak Creek, a southern suburb of Milwaukee. Construction was to begin this May. A Dane County court ruling late last year called that into question. A circuit judge sided with environmental group Clean Wisconsin's contention that the PSC was too quick to approve the plans. Clean Wisconsin's Katie Nicola says that in particular, the commission should have looked at other options to building a high sulfur coal plant, like natural gas or even wind power.
I think we have time to take a step back and look at some other alternatives and consider a more balanced energy mix so that we can meet the state's energy demand, but in a clean way, in a safe way.
Nicola says the PSC also failed to give a thorough cost estimate for the plants, leaving out the expense of new power lines. PSC spokesperson Linda Barth says the commissioners were thorough and held public hearings on these contracts before approving them. She says members gave the go-ahead with future energy demands in mind.
The Public Service Commission in this case determined that there was going to be a need for baseload generation to meet demand for electricity. And they determined that you were going to need a baseload plant that could run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Clean Wisconsin argues the PSC's concerns about energy supply are overblown. Justices will hear arguments Wednesday afternoon. The PSC is hoping for a quick decision. Otherwise, it suggests a renegotiated construction deal could end up costing consumers more money. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.